Okay, Sunday night, a good Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh Teves. Kislev has 29 days. Tonight, Sunday night, the 9th, Sunday night, the 9th of December, which is the 30th, which not the 30th, the first day of Teves, Rosh Chodesh Teves, the 6th night of Chanukah, two more nights to go. And then we have day Wednesday, Zos Chanukah Samz Beach. That's why the 8th day is called Zos Chanukah. Now, Rosh Chodesh is tonight and Chanukah. So now we start the Parsha of Vayigash. Now, Vayigash Elov Yehudo, Vayomer Biaduni, Vayigash Elov Yehudo. And Yehudo approached him. Vayomer, he said, Biaduni, be pleased, my master. These few words, these six words, the Vilna Gaon says that the Nikun, the trup, describes the Perush of the words. He got up and he stepped forward, the fourth son. Yehuda, the fourth son, right? Zorach. Zorach. That trump is called Zorach. Zarko, it's called. He threw away. B, Zamunach is Menucha in this world. And Adoni is Segol, his Segul in the future world. He said to Yaakov, I will bring him back alive. He stakes his life on it in this world and the next world. Vayigash Elov Yehudo. Vayomer Biaduni. Kadmo Yazlo Revi. Vayomer Zarko. Munach Segol. He got up and he went forward, the fourth son. Kadmo Yazlo Revi. Zarko he threw away. Munach is Menucha in this world, and Segula in the future world, which means he promised his father he would bring that child alive, and now he staked his life on it. And now, when the last end of last week's Sedrim, when they conned all the, this was a real con job, when they conned him and all the 10 brothers, you stole the Gevilla from the king, that party you had the day before, yesterday. He said, how could it be possible, a kal v'chomer, we brought money back to you, you didn't even know you lost. We paid for the goods the first time, and you put the money back in our bags, you didn't even know about that. And tos akum is mutu, we brought it back anyhow. It's a kal v'chomer, why would we steal stuff when we bring back money which we don't even owe you? One of the 10 kal v'chomers in the Torah, 4 of them in Chumash. And he knew that this was a con job, a setup, and now Yehuda is ready to destroy Egypt, the Pharaoh, and Yosef, and all the brothers ready to take on the whole country and destroy them. Oh, look what happens. They said, they chased him, a 10-year-old boy, Menashe. Why didn't they kill him and that they're done with it, right? They're 10 men. These are bruisers, 10 big bruisers. They came in 10 different gates because they were so powerful. Why didn't they just kill this little 10-year-old Menashe, huh? Didn't come with the Egyptian army. Well, just kill him. They didn't know who he was. Kill him. That's it. There's a complete checker. They don't steal. They never steal anything. Madua lo horgu es a Menashe. Sherod evachem reyim. Answer is, if that boy doesn't come back in an hour or two, the entire Egyptian army is after you, and you are goners. You will never make it more than another hour on the trip. Or two, they'll find you, the most powerful country in the world. Me, you going to assassinate the vice president, try to get away with it? Or somebody close to the president? No, you have no chance to survive. You'll be cut up into mincemeat so fast, you won't even know what happened to you. So they said, no. Wow. He says, Haim Yotsu was here, they left town. He didn't get very far. Yosef Amar LaHashem Beitzo. To Menashe, 10 years old. You may recum Rodolf Achrayan Noshim, run after those men. He sucked them and reached them, but Martha let him say to them, Lama Shilamtem Ro Tachas Tova, why did you pay back good, bad for good? I was so nice to you. Hello, Ze Asher Yishta Adoni Bo. You know this thing that my master drinks out of? Didn't say you stole it. No one said yet anywhere he stole it. Hello, Ze, this thing, Asher Yishta Adoni Bo, that my master drinks out of, who Yinachish Yinachish Bo, he needs it to do magic with it. Hariosa Mashiach Sisu, it's very bad that's what you did. You never accused them of stealing. By a sea game, and he reached them. By Yomalayim, I said, Devorim Elis. He told them these things. Why do you speak like this? Cholila, Uncle says chas. We call it chas v'cholila. Lavodcha lasos k'dover hazeh. And then he gives a kal v'chomer. Hein kesev, ashir mosu v'fiyam t'choseinu. Money that we found in top of our sacks when we came back to Eretz Canaan, we brought back this time. You don't even know you lost it. And you accuse us of stealing. Any place, with any of the men here, that you find your that thing, he'll die on the spot. We'll kill him. We won't tolerate it. Or you can kill him. Or he will die. And we'll be to our master slaves. He says, you know, you're right. You're right. But Cain, who it should be like that. But you know what? I'm a Baal Rachamim. And the guy that we find, he'll be an Eved. And then you'll be clean. You don't have to worry. Everyone took down their sack. And they opened up their Amtachas. Remember I told you why it's called not sack, but Amtachas? A sack is a sack. Amtachas, first three letters is MS. The sack is absolutely certified. It has a mark on it. When you fill up the grain or the wheat or the barley or the vegetables to a certain line, they know what it weighs. They don't have to weigh it. It's MS. It's a certified pre-measured sack. Amtachas, they buy the color. They put in the different fruits, vegetables, and whatever, and everyone was marked off. 50 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 80 pounds, at a certain line. They didn't have to weigh it. They knew what the beans was up to here is 50 pounds. Grain up to here is 50 pounds, right? Amtachto, MS, a sack that's pre-measured. Yechapik, then they start looking. And they started the big one, and they found it by the little one, Binyamin. And they tore their garments. Bad news. Because they just predicted the man that we find it at will die. And didn't their father say that about Rachel? To Ravon, the person who we find it at, will die. And she died before everybody, Rachel. And the Yoman died before everybody. Everyone lived 120 or more. And he died at 115. Ooh, the Yichusim Losom. They knew they didn't steal. They knew there was a trumped up con job. They knew that. The Yamat, they weren't afraid. They were not afraid of it. Doesn't say they were afraid. They were ready to go back and to destroy the country. The Yamat Yishas Chamorah, the Yoshiva Ha'ira, the whole Egypt to them was Ha'ira. Female ending, a little village. The entire Egyptian capital city and country to them was a ha'iro, a little city with a hay on the end. They were ready to stand up and call and bring this thing to an end. They were already tricked a couple times. He's still there. He didn't want to carry on in the house, make a big tumult and screaming. He didn't want to embarrass them. They bring him into the house. No one else should see this. And they fell on their faces to the ground. And they said to Yosef, Mama, what did you do? Hello, Yadatum, do you know? A man like me needs this goblet for magic. Yom Yehuda says, Ma no marladoni. What can we say to our master about the money that you returned us the first time? Manidaber, about the money you stuck in our sack the second time. Manidstadok, about this gaviyah that you set us up, this akanjab. Elohim motzas avon avecha. God is punishing us for a different reason. Hinene avodim ladoni. We are slaves to your master. Gamanachtum, us and gamasa nimsah gaviyah biyod. Even the one who was there, that the gaviyah was, the goblet was found in his possession. The Yomer, he said, now comes the ultimate thousand power knockout punch. Yomer Chalila, God forbid. Lima sozos to do that. Ho'ish the man, ashenimso, ha'gviya biyado, the man that we find a goblet in his possession, who ili evet, he'll be for me a slave. But I tem and you, alula shalom, you can go home. Alavichem, why don't you go, boys? You're free to go. Why don't you just go? You're free. We're just going to keep him. Vayigash elov Yehudo vayomer bi'adoni. Yehuda approached him. He said, listen, my master. Listen to me. Yidaberno avdecho dover ba'ozne Adoni. Let the words of what I'm telling you go into your eardrum. You know what that means? You talk to a king. You don't talk to a king directly ever. It's always an interpreter between. Now you speak to the king up close, nose to nose, and you say to the minister, I don't care what language you understand. I'm going to tell you something, sir. And he says in Rashi, I'm ready. He says soon, not in this pussy, to kill you and Pharaoh and the entire Egyptian army. Ooh. Let my ear words go into your ear. Like we say in English, listen up, sir. We have had enough. It's going to end right here. We're going to settle this matter now. No more tricks. He spoke to him harsh. You don't speak to the most powerful man in the world harsh because you get beheaded. You're like Pharaoh. You are choshev to me like the king. Zehu pshuto. Rashi said, this is simple meaning. Medrosho sofcho lukos. Your end, you'll be struck. A love that's aroused with leprosy. Kamo shaloka paro. Paro was struck. Aide ziknosi, my grandmother. That means great-grandmother. Soro. Lailo achas. One night, he kept her back. And you're keeping us back from going to our father. Tovarache, Rashi says, ma paro gozer v'ena makayim. Just like Paro is gozer and that doesn't keep. What does he gozer and keep? There's a law in Egypt that a commoner, an Eved, can never be a king. And we heard that you, sir, are a commoner. Maftiach veino say, he promises and doesn't keep. Af ato came, you also don't keep your word. Chize is this, he simais ayin? You said what other weeks ago when we left here, you just wanted to place your eye on the young one? And now that's called placing your eye? A trumped-up charge that's not true? Shemarta l'sume necho, all of you want to just look at him. Dovracho, ki kamocho kaparo. You're just like Pharaoh. Im takni teini, if you annoy me, eherog osucho, I'm going to kill you. Ve'es adonecho, your master. That means all the guards here, and the Egyptian army, and the security forces, and the entire palace will smash to pieces. Ooh, now we're talking tough language. Because this is the moment of showdown. Adoni Shaul as Avod of Lem, you asked your servant, saying, Hayesh lechem av o och? Do you have a father or a brother? V'nomel Adoni Yesh lano av zokain. We have an old father. V'yel zekunim, katan, and a lad of his old age. That's Binyamin. But his brother Mace died. That's a sheker. The father had two sons from that mother, Rachel. One died, he said. That's a sheker. They said a sheker, Rashi said, because they were afraid. And soon Yosef is going to call them on the carpet. You said he died. Here I am. You're liars. Over Mace, but Yevosahu Levado, he remained alone. Lihimo to his mother, Over Vahevo, father loves him very much. Vatomrel Havadecha, you said to your servants, Hariduhu Eloi, bring him down to me. Vosimo Eini Olav, I want to look at him. Vatomrel Adoni Lo Yucha Anar Azovizoviv, he cannot leave his father, Vosovizoviv. If he leaves his father for Mace, he'll die. The father, or the son, because see, the mother of this son died along the way. He had a brother that died along the way. And that's already Chazokah. For Sakone, Chazokah is established by two. And he's the third one that's long on this trip. He might die. Tomel Vedecho. And I said to your servant, means you've told me, you said to us, if you don't bring your little brother with you, don't come here anymore. Don't see me anymore. When we went to your servant, our father, see this, he said five times, and the interpreter interpreted five times, and that's the 10 times, the 10 years Yosef was taken off his life. All the brothers lived 120 or more. He lived 110. But Nagelo es Adivri Adoni, we spoke these words to your master. V'yomer Avinu, our father said, Shovu, return. Shivu lo namat, ochel, buy some food. V'yomer lo nuchal l'redes, we're not able to go down. Im yesh achin akot niton, lest the little ones with us. V'yomer, right? V'yoradnu, and then we'll go down. Gilo nuchal l'ros v'neuish, we can't see the face of that man, which means we can't visit him. V'achin akot don, and then itonu, and the little brother's not with us. V'yomer avdecho avi, your servant, our father. The third time, which means the sixth time. He heard this, Abdukhavi Olenu, Atamidadu Gishnaim Yodolishti, and your servant, our father, said, Shnaim, two children my wife gave birth to me. What do you mean two? He has ten. No, the others were not considered his wife, Leah and Zilpam Bila, only Rachel. Shnaim Yodolishti, two children my wife gave to me. The Yetu Echad Miti, one went out from me, Vomar. I said, Aftor of Torah, he's ripped up. Torn up. I haven't seen him again till now. If you take this one away, the only surviving son of Rachel, this one, Benjamin, and an accident happened to him, you're going to bring me down to Gehenna. Because the Gehenna was called Sheol, the pit. When I come to your servant, my father, this is the fourth time, which is eight, when it's translated, when again by the Melitz, and the lad is not with us. You know his life is connected with his life. That's out to, we're up to Shani. He's going to a tremendous appeal of emotions to the king. And he's, Rashi tells us, we'll try it in a nice way. Otherwise, we're going to meet body-to-body contact. And the Midrashim tell fantastic things. He said, Yosef said, you know who you're talking to? I'm a king. Yehuda says, I'm also a king. And Yosef took a piece of metal, and I think he put it between his teeth, and he bent it. And Yehuda opened his shirt and took a rock, and that one hair stuck out from his chest, and he cracked the rock with it. And then Yosef screamed, and the ground started shaking. And Yehuda screamed, and the whole palace started to rumble. And the Midrashim tells stories like this about enormous strength of Yehuda. Of course, Melech HaMashiach comes Yehuda. And Yosef, Melech HaMashiach comes Yosef too. He's the killed king of the country. Yehuda's the potential king. And here these two people have a face-off. It's do or die right now. Eventually Yosef breaks down. And he says, everybody get out of here. I want to tell these men something. And they leave 10 strangers without security guard. And he breaks, and we see him coming tomorrow. He says, I am Yosef. And they almost drop dead. Pachad. They couldn't answer. They couldn't believe it. They see the man 2-3 times. They don't even know they're speaking to their brother. 20 years before, they also don't know they're speaking to a Navi. Tomorrow we'll learn about that. This is the unbelievable, most emotional drama in the entire Torah. Right here. Rabbi Sai, tomorrow, a good Chanukah and a good Chodesh.